Hello, this is Roxanne Green. Welcome to another session of Here to Help. So before we left on our holiday break, our season break, we discussed going into the holidays, trying to ascertain and recognize those unhealthy behaviors, the triggers that may elicit those unhealthy behaviors, and how to deal with those triggers. So how did we do? The holidays have come and gone. How did you do? Well, I want to talk about maybe some of you had a relapse. Maybe it's time to hit the reset button before the year has even reached, the new year has even reached a full week. And that's okay. That's okay. Maybe some of you didn't realize that your family members, you know, sometimes people can often be a trigger for us. You know, we have all of the best intentions on developing a healthy lifestyle, adopting a healthy regimen. And sometimes unknowingly, it's our family members who may stand in our way of accomplishing those goals for ourselves. But every day that you remain in an unhealthy situation is every day that you're hurting yourself. And my friends, going into the new year, we are in survival mode. It is time for self-preservation to kick in. So what do you do when it's Grandma or Aunt Kiki or Uncle Bobby who are standing in your way? And they mean well. What if it's Grandma who makes her special pie just for you because you've always liked it in the past? What do you tell Grandma? What do you tell Aunt Kiki? What do you tell Uncle Bobby who has that special thing that you like and, you know, meet me behind the garage and we shall partake? You don't want to hurt your family members. They love you. But again, self-preservation. What do I mean by self-preservation? Well, it's time for you to think about yourself. This is the time when you need to be selfish. It is okay when you are trying to live and you're trying to be healthy and you're trying to do something positive for yourself. If someone is in your way, if someone is interfering with your efforts to do that, it is okay to back away, to put some distance. But that being said, okay, so you couldn't resist Aunt Grandma's pie because she made it especially for you. Or you couldn't resist Uncle Bobby's little present that he had for you. And you'd met Uncle Bobby behind the garage or out in the garage or in the backyard. Okay, so you slipped. What do you do now? Well, of course, you're going to feel guilt. That's a normal human response. But don't beat yourself up about it. Realize now is the time again. As I say every single session, it is time to get honest with yourself, to know what is a trigger. And by trigger, I mean anything that is going to bring about, elicit the thoughts, the cravings, the inappropriate intentions that you're trying to steer away from. So any trigger, it's time to realize what your triggers are. It is time to develop a plan. You should have a plan every time you're going to go in a situation. If you have a problem with overeating, perhaps your plan should be carrying healthy snacks. Okay, it is so easy to be unhealthy, but it takes effort to be healthy and to create a goal and to stick with a goal. This is a cliche, but if it was easy, everyone would be healthy. Everyone would be accomplishing goals. And we know that's not so. So, what do? We need to focus on the here and now. Okay, why did we relapse? You need to make a note of that. Why are we, what can we do moving forward? Why are we still falling? Or why are we still vulnerable? That is important as well. Sometimes we have to go back and do some soul searching. Sometimes we have to go back and there are things that need to be mended in our personal relationships sometimes. Or sometimes we have to look inside ourselves and figure out, okay, there's something, there might be something broken. How do we fix that? And that's important as well, because sometimes it's hard to move forward unless we deal with the issues of the past, because we will be taking those things in with us. But making plans, I'm a proponent for making plans. Sorry, I apologize for the bell in the background. Ignore it. But plans are so important when we are trying to develop a new self or a better version of ourselves or improve on the qualities that are not our best. So I say focusing on circumstances that possibly you know are coming up and developing a plan to deal with anything that can come about in that instance. For instance, you know you're going somewhere, you might want to pack some snacks. You know you're going to a family gathering and there could be potentially some triggers for you. Recognize those triggers, have some a plan in action to address that, and we move on. We don't lament over our shortcomings. We use that as an opportunity to learn about ourselves and learn how to proceed. We fall sometimes. We make mistakes because we don't know what works and what doesn't work. We can only make plans to try to account for what we think might happen. But sometimes things come up and we weren't prepared for that. We take that and we learn from it. Okay, for those of you who are suffering or dealing with substance abuse, it is now in your system. What do you do? Because sometimes those cravings can become physiological. What do? Okay, again, if you are a visual person, you're not going to want to be able to see what those behaviors or what's going on. You don't want to see that. If you are olfactory, meaning you tend to be vulnerable to smells, you're going to want to be mindful of that. It's all about developing your plan. I hope this helps. Again, if you relapsed, if you had to sit that reset, push that reset button, it's okay. Let's move forward. Don't stop. We have to continue in this process of sobriety, in this process of healthy living. You can always find me if you want to reach out to me. I am, again, a licensed chemical dependency counselor, and I'm here to listen. I'm here to collaborate, and I'm here to help. Thank you for joining. And again, I love those questions. Keep them coming.